This is a Kaboom Podcast production from BYU Radio.
Looking too good for the citizens of the once quiet, idealistic slice of American apple pie, Olympus Dale. Everyone was getting restless. Mom had caught a spy. Chesterton was on life support, and Adam was on the other side of the bubble in who knows where. And the bent man just showed up in my kitchen. Now for chapter 16, all the secrets they knew.
The monster's too fast!
Just go! I'll slow down! Go!
No, Mom! Follow me!
Neil shoved the table in front of the monster.
The basement! Skinny!
But Skinny was paralyzed with fear. So Niels grabbed him and practically threw him toward the basement door.
The basement's open trap!
Go, Mom!
Niels is right! Bonzi, open the secret door!
The secret what?
I'm on it!
What's this?
Just go!
What about Skinny?
I've got him!
Get off me! I'm fine!
Run!
What are these stairs doing here? Where are we going? You've been down here before?
Well, kind of.
A janitor's closet. Why? What?
Mom's shock at seeing the bent man was a 10 on the shock scale. How could it not be? So adding a secret door, secret staircase, and a secret underground city couldn't really make her any more shocked, since she was already at the top of the scale. So her brain just sort of wigged out.
Oh, I just need a second. How nice.
Uh-oh, Bonds. I think we broke Mom.
Don't let her get too close to the edge.
Do you think the bent man...
That would be a big yes.
Olympia!
Hi, Raina. How can
Five hoverboards now!
Niels, help Mom.
I'm okay.
Okay, honey. This is it.
Bet. Are you sure about this?
Darling, I'm either gonna get through that thing and onto the freeway, or I'm gonna make a hole big enough for you to get through. Now, you know as well as I do, Chess can't wait no more. That boy's dying.
Okay. I'm right behind you. We got this.
Beth's big station wagon looked more like a tank than anything else, with huge steel plates welded all over it. Beth had been a demolitions expert in the Army, so he knew just how to rig things for maximum destruction.
I'm gonna fire up the smoke screen. Here we go. Through the first barricade. You okay?
I'm right behind you. Don't run over any of those boys.
Stop that truck!
Poor visibility, Sarge. He's got a major smoke screen going on.
Wait, is that another vehicle behind it?
Yeah, it's an OPW bug. I can hardly see it.
Watch out!
Through the second barricade.
Can you see the thing?
Yeah, it's up ahead.
Woohoo!
They can say what they want about us, but that was one glorious run for Bet and Annie.
That's right, honey.
Keep eyes on us, come on, get back.
All I can see is smoke, Sarge.
Okay, baby, here we go. Either I make it through, or I destroy it.
I'll help you.
Bonzi, why are we stopping?
The park has a pretty good view of a lot of connecting paths and tunnels. We'll have a better chance of seeing the monster coming.
Wait a minute!
She's talking in complete sentences again.
Where are we?
This is Olympus Hollow, and obviously we're in a park.
Obviously? We are running from a thing in an underground... whatever this is, and you seem to know all about it! Oh, Okay, let's just go to the park. How long have you known about this place?
Not long exactly.
Since yesterday for me.
We were about to tell you about it.
No offense, but I'll get my own lawyer.
How long, Bonzi?
Over a month.
What? You knew this was underneath our house and didn't tell me about it. This is why you've been spending every available second in the quote-unquote basement.
It's totally safe, Mom. There's no one down here.
That is beside the point. And you can't know that for sure. What else have you been keeping from me?
She saved the city, Mom. She turned the utilities on from down here.
Well, that's nice to know.
And you didn't believe Niels about the bent man, so why would you have
I never said I didn't believe Niels. And anyways, this is completely different. You could have just walked me down the stairs.
If I had told you, then the military would have just taken over our house. Or would you have concealed it from them? Like all your secret crochet club stuff?
How did you... Never mind. What if something had happened to you down here?
Then Olympia would have called you. I'm not stupid.
I know. You're an evil genius.
Dad's who you should be mad at. He's behind this whole thing.
We think.
I just need to think for a second. Reyna, let me see your phone.
Sure.
I need to call Major Wolf.
It won't work.
I thought you said Olympia was going to let me know if anything happened to you.
The Olympia down here isn't connected to the Olympia up there. So whenever I came down, I left my phone in the house with a timer. If I didn't get back, Olympia would call you up there.
Olympia?
Yes, Martha.
Shh.
Okay. Yes, Martha?
Get Major Wolf.
Sorry. No communications are permitted between here and the surface until Milestone 3 has been reached.
Told you.
What's Milestone 3?
That information is classified.
Don't bother, Mom. I've grilled her and she won't talk.
Well, are there any other earth-shattering secrets you would like to tell me about? Or do I need to wait until we're being chased again? Niels? Skinny? Reyna?
Well, the Batman is building an electromagnetic coil gun. Cannon, actually.
A what?
And Doolittle stole our drone footage of the destruction outside the town during the thunder zap.
And the bent man doesn't show up on video, but he does show up on audio.
And there's this weird room down here that makes you forget and remember things.
And the order that went out to the army was coded with a number from the time machine.
And the rainbow gates kind of hypnotize you.
And they vaporize anything that goes through them.
And the 1952s used to think I was an alien, which I guess would have included you.
A theory which has not yet been discarded.
But at least we're here together.
Cue the cheesy music.
Not all of us.
You're right, Reyna. You know, this place is pretty amazing. Grass. Trees.
Those light panels way up there simulate daylight.
Your father is pretty clever.
Do you need a minute, Mrs. Smith?
Yeah.
Hey, Reyna.
Yeah, Niels?
You and I both have Einstein phone cases.
Yeah?
I think it's cool how they show space stuff in equations.
Yeah?
Two?
Two what?
Two. Your number in the 1952s. From E equals MC squared.
About time.
Well done, dumb brother.
Congratulations, jock boy. That number has literally been in front of your face the whole time. Of course one of our numbers would be two.
This means I know the last number. Olympia, pull up the calculator app. 1952 minus 221 minus 1701 minus 3 minus 2.
The mere fact that you need a calculator for this should be disqualifying.
25. I'm in, right? 25's the last number.
You have to know where it comes from.
And enlisting Olympia's aid should be considered the lowest form of slime-ridden, callow-minded treason. Do you concur, colleague?
I do.
That's a majority.
Okay, okay. I won't ask Olympia for help.
Guys, I have a secret or two as well. I was going to tell you after dinner. I've kept it from you for way too long, and I'm sorry. I saw Val.
Val? Where is she?
She's not anywhere, exactly. It's just sounds and light.
What?
So you've been hallucinating?
That's what I thought at first. Then I thought it might be her spirit.
So she's...
I don't know, honey.
What about Dad?
Just Val. And last night she led Adam and me to...
Adam Wolf?
Yes.
She brought us to the freeway entrance, to the rainbow wall. That's what you call the energy field in the woods, right?
The rainbow gate.
Yeah.
The hairy gate? We theorize that it surrounds the town in an unbroken hemisphere. The gates are the spots where you can get close to it.
Val took you to the one at the freeway?
Past the soldiers? Yes, and she pulled Adam through to the other side.
She pulled him through?
Was he okay?
Yes. There were these lights. And she told me—
Wait. Before you tell us anything else, I just want to clear one thing up. You seeing Val is a way bigger deal than me finding an underground city. So you can't ground me for this. In fact, all of us should get a complete clemency.
We'll see.
All the secrets came out then. Well, all the secrets that they knew.
What?
What? Everything that had happened, from the first trip into the woods, to figuring out the robberies, to the ethereal visits of other Val, to the interrogation of Doolittle.
Torturing Mom?
Yeah.
To the ghost room.
You guys are amazing. But you haven't cleaned your rooms in months, so you're still grounded.
Credence, the boy cannot handle any kind of shock right now.
I know, Doctor. I will not tell Chesterton about his Uncle Ben until he's better.
He may find out for himself very soon.
Unless he gets better.
Credence, I'm sorry, but he won't get better. There's nothing we can do now but keep him comfortable.
We can hope for a miracle, Doctor.
Yes, I'll leave you with him.
Thank you for staying with me, Dr. Brown.
You are supposed to be asleep and call me Credence.
I close my eyes when I do intense calculations.
You should be resting.
I need to figure out the bent man's scream before I run out of time.
Okay, honey. You do what you need to do.
Dr. Brown?
Yeah, honey?
Did one of them die? Or both?
Who?
I think you know. I suspected they were planning something overzealous. And a little while ago, the first responders brought in a new patient. Dr. Gomez told the nurses to give her naxoproxen for pain, which would only be the case if the patient had a rare allergy to anaphylactic opioids, which very few people, such as my Aunt Annie, have.
You are too smart for the rest of us, Chesterton. Your aunt and uncle tried to get help for you outside of town, but they couldn't get past the bubble.
The bubble?
Yeah, the barrier. Annie is here, at the clinic, with a concussion, crushed collarbone, and multiple lacerations, but she is gonna be fine. Your Uncle Bet is in heaven. He loved you so much.
Do you need a hug, Credence? My right side is less encumbered by the tubes to my life support system.
No, honey. You are one of a kind.
So, why did the bent man come to our house?
Maybe he's after one of us.
One might venture to say it's a bit arrogant to assume the bent man is after one of the Smiths. There could be a million reasons he's down here.
Wait a minute. You're right.
Of course I am.
Mom, remember how the house was a mess when we came home after the thunderzap?
Wait, what's the thunderzap again?
It's the moment this all started, when the energy field came on, when you smashed through the barricades and Major Wolf shot at your tire. When we came home, the house was a mess.
That's right.
I bet it was the bent man. He must have come up from down here. That's why the secret door in Dad's office was ajar.
Maybe he's an alien and they had him locked up.
Or some paranormal experiment gone wrong. He could have broken out of a cage or something.
Okay, so if it's not after us, what is it after?
Aha! The projectiles for his coil gun, of course.
Skinny, you may be right. But how do you know?
The monster has been fiendishly focused for weeks on collecting pieces for his machine. Why would that stop now? You said he had everything he needed to build it, based on what he stole.
Yeah, I think so.
But nothing he stole looked like the proverbial bullet. I submit he came down here to collect some high-tech projectile to fire at the town, exacting revenge on his human tormentors.
If he's getting a bomb from down here, why not just stick it in the middle of town and detonate it?
Why risk blowing himself up? And maybe it's not a bomb. Maybe it's a toxic contaminant.
Oh.
You haven't played nearly enough video games to understand affairs such as these, young Padawan.
Okay, well, the coil gun is most likely going to fire cylindrical or spherical metal objects, the size of a bowling ball. Bonzi, have you seen anything like that down here?
Actually, yes. But I can't remember where.
Same here.
Same here.
Same here. And if we're all not remembering the same thing,
then it's in the ghost room?
Welcome aboard the HMS Lunatic, Mrs. S.
Well, we can't let him get what he wants.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What about Chess? We're forgetting about Chess.
Oh, we're not forgetting, Reyna. Chesterton needs a hospital. There's nothing we can... Wait. Bonzi, how much of this place have you mapped?
32% by my best estimate. It's much bigger than Olympus Dale.
Olympia?
Yes? Are we still whispering?
Is there a hospital down here?
Of course. Chiron Medical Center.
Oh my goodness! I can't believe we didn't ask Olympia that. What is the matter with us?
Oh yes, that would have been clever of us.
Olympia, do you know if the hospital has a CardioFlow 6 Mark IV ventricular assist device from Thoratech Labs?
Yep. The hospital has 3 of those units in stock, including the full surgical kit.
Most fortuitous.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Is this a bad time to remind you once again how this all could have been avoided if you had let me into your club months ago?
Yes, it is a bad time.
Jess, I'm so sorry. We could have had it sooner. I'm so stupid.
Reyna, it's okay. There's still time. Besides, I'm a mom. Moms think of these things. You may be geniuses, but you're still kids, and you've never driven anyone to the hospital. Oh, you've done just fine, sweetheart.
We can save him.
Yes, we can. And we will.
We're going to save Chess and stop the Batman?
Yes.